Hello, my friends. In today's episode, I wanted to talk about how to know whom to trust and whom to give your money and time and energy to. What inspired me to do this talk is that a few days ago, I got a message on my Instagram profile, a DM, from a really small Serbian brand that produces local products like juices, natural juices, handmade stuff, etc. And they asked me kindly for advice. They said they've been tricked by a person that presents themselves as a social media expert that took their money and never provided a service and blocked them on Instagram. So they were asking me what can they do now about that. I gave them some tips, but most importantly, what I want to talk about today is how not to let that happen to you. And how I make decision whom I give my money and time to. First of all, for me personally, time is my most important asset, and anyone that knows me says that I'm a total time and discipline freak and that I don't take shit for about like 2 minutes, literally. So what is my process of deciding whether I want to work with someone or not? First of all, if I read somebody's content, if I listen to their podcast, if I read their blog, if I end up on their sales page, I read every word of it, I analyze it, I analyze the colors, I analyze the photos that they've decided to put there, I immediately go and read the testimonials, and then I ask those people, I find them online, and I ask them about their advice and opinion on that course. And why do this? Because I know that 90% of Instagram is tricksters and scammers. And how do we know that? Because every one of us has been, you know, a victim of that in a way. Like, some of us gave money for something that doesn't exist. Some of us maybe gave trust to somebody and that person betrayed us. So as you guys, same with me, I had my failures in the past when I trusted somebody who tricked me, whether that is money or confidence, time, you know, like I trusted someone and they just betrayed my confidence, like respect in them. So I learned my lesson that way. Obviously, like every other lesson, you need to go through shit to come on the other way and know whether someone else is shit or legit. So my advice for you is, if you decide to work with someone, don't trust Instagram. Don't be stupid. So anyone can put anything on Instagram. And right now, I have like 20 profiles that follow me daily that sell social media services, business courses, and etc. And they have those same generic carousel posts. And the craziest thing, even one of them invited me to ask for a consultation with me. And they say it's a guy. And they say they sell something which is similar to what I sell. And then that person says that they can't afford 1 hour of my time, and they are in sales. You know, like, if you can't afford 150 euros for a 1 hour consultation and you are in sales, like, you know, teaching other people how to make money, I think there is a problem there. And not only sales, but everything is like social media, sales, all of that, a lot of it is fluff. So how do you know if someone is shit or legit, or if their program is shit or legit? You ask the people that pay them money. So that is the reason why on my website you will see that many testimonials, and on Instagram I have 4 different story highlights with over 150 per story highlight, because those are real humans and you should go and ask them about my course. And you know why? Not because my course is the best or it fits everyone, because it doesn't. That's physically impossible. My energy is not suitable for everyone. Neither is my content. And I fully respect and understand that. And I want to basically repulse people that I don't want as my clients, so I can just have a message that is focused and clear for those that are. So what I advise you to do when you are, for example, not sure whether you want to give money to person A or person B, or if someone is offering you to give them money, ask around, read their testimonials. Don't look at Instagram and website only. Don't be stupid. Everyone can write anything. You need to find real humans that gave money to these people or person and had some results, and ask them what was their experience. And ideally, like in my online course, you will find like hundreds of different women. Some of them are like busy moms. Some of them are single moms. Some of them had kids with, a lot of them had kids with special needs. Some of them have, you know, sports businesses, fitness. Some of them are in entertainment. Some of them are coaches. Some of them are language teachers. And you always go there and find the one that is most similar to your story and ask her, how was this course? What did you learn from Jovana? Do you think it was worthy of the money? What do you advise to me if I pay her for this course? What are the added value? What is the benefits? Is she really available for consultation after you take her course? I'm not trying to sell you guys my course, honestly. I'm here trying to sell you on the idea not to be stupid and naive. We were all once stupid and naive. But you will pay very expensive to be stupid and naive and for a lack of plain common sense and research. So invest that little time in research. Don't get scammed online, please. I was very sad when I read that Instagram DM because this small little brand, I know how much money they gave this girl. It's not fair. Especially when we talk about marketing and sales and social media, a lot of fluff there. A lot. And how can you know if you're not good in marketing or social media or sales? You ask those that gave them money. And if they don't have any proof of concept and no one gave them money, then wait a little bit. You don't need to go and be the first one. So pay attention. Ask for help. Ask for advice from those that gave them money. And if nothing else, you can always send me an email and ask me. I've been in this business for 10 years and I can tell you if I think that that course is good for you for that need. Like people ask me every day, what do you suggest I want to learn about copywriting? What do you suggest I want to learn about video editing? What do you suggest I want to learn about copywriting? And I just send them links. And I give them, these are the options in Serbian region, Croatian, Montenegrin, and these are the options in the United States. And then they get to choose based on their income and their needs. So always ask a person that you trust. If you don't trust me, it's fine. You don't have to trust me. You have someone else that you trust. Go and ask them. It is so important when you are trying to find help or a teacher or a mentor. You need to vibe with their energy and you need to trust them. Otherwise, you will feel very betrayed and it will basically screw up your brain and your business and you will need a lot of time to recover from that failure. So try to prevent it. A little more time, a little less trust, do the research, ask for tips, and then you will be able to really make a right decision.